This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Kevin loves all things technology. He looks forward to the future. He's the Wake Up Call's technology correspondent. And he discovered something that blew his mind. So much so he wanted to share it with us. And Kevin, do I have it right? It's a robot horse.
Yes! Kawasaki, okay? You know, the Kawasaki, the
motorcycle company?
Yes.
Okay.
They are going to the future and letting us ride a mechanical horse that kind of looks like a Zoid.
What?
Yeah. Like Megazoid, like a robot that you could ride, like it's all different shapes.
Like,
and
you
sizes.
Know those creepy dogs that like can like patrol things?
Yes.
Okay. It looks like that, but this is horrifying.
No.
This is one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
It looks amazing.
It looks like one of those robot dogs, but it's big and you can ride it.
I mean, I have it pulled up here and it looks, I think, pretty cool, Katie.
Futuristic. So imagine you riding this, okay? You could climb up mountains. You could climb up hills. It could jump over rocks for you.
Yeah.
Like, there's no machine that does that for you.
Dude, this looks like it's out of a sci-fi movie.
Yes!
It looks like it's going to rise up again. Okay, imagine
a whole
bunch of
these. No, it looks like it's here to serve us.
Imagine a whole bunch of these galloping. And they don't have heads.
No.
Okay, they have a handlebar.
It looks like a motorcycle handlebar on one of those robot murder dogs.
Right.
That's what it looks like, but it can like climb mountains. It can gallop fast.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and I guess I know what you're thinking. We already have motorcycles.
Right.
Well, this is better because it can go way off-road.
Yes.
Like a horse.
And it saves more money because it's hydrogen-powered.
Okay.
Hydrogen-powered.
Where do we need to be going that we need one of these?
We don't need to go anywhere, but now we can experience our wants.
It's interesting, Gavin, that you think that this is so cool when you're a person that doesn't even want to go outside.
I don't mind going outside if I'm on a robot horse.
You think that you would never get on this thing. You'd be too scared.
No,
yes,
I would do
you
it.
Would.
I'd try it. I would for sure try it. I don't know how fast it goes. That's the thing that scares me.
You can adjust the speed like any other vehicle.
Like any other horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great news. I set up the bounce back. People
Great.
Can text in horse, HORSE. To 916-909-1065. Katie's just a hater of the future.
No, I'm not.
Hate the future?
I love the future.
It sounds like you're scared what the future beholds.
Because
look, he is climbing up this mountain, and let me tell you, the view is stunning from up there.
If you want to see it, text, well, I mean, that's all CGI, but if you, listen, text in the word horse so you can see this, and then tell us what you think. I mean,
okay, would you? Here's the thing. You wouldn't ride a real horse.
I've ridden real horses.
Okay, right now, you would go get on a real horse.
If there was a horse in this room, first of all, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
But second of all, I would get on a horse if it had a saddle. Now, the thing is,
you're such a liar.
I've been on horses.
I know that, but you are.
They're fun. I think horses are pretty fun.
You are somebody that in your adulthood has become very nervous about things.
Well, my anxiety has definitely gotten worse the older I get. But, I mean, this. When I was on a horse.
Okay.
And
which
I
was when?
I don't remember the last time. But I mean, I was a grown up. I was an grown up person. Yeah. And it was like, you know, we're going on a little like boom, ba, boom, right. Boom, you know.
Now imagine it started galloping.
Now my horse did get like a little trot going. Okay. And I did get a little nervous on it. But you know what made me nervous? It's an animal. And the animal has a brain.
Right.
And I kept thinking like, if that horse doesn't want me on his back, I am powerless against this thing. It's four times my size.
That's true.
It could kick my skull inside out.
Yeah.
It could take off and run. And what am I going to go? Whoa. He is not going to listen to me. This is like a motorcycle horse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It has to listen to me.
Okay. Yes. Would you get on a motorcycle?
I've been on a motorcycle too. I don't love them.
Okay.
Now I will say this. If this thing goes like 30 miles an hour or faster,
yeah,
not interested.
Okay.
But as long as I can keep it at like 30 or below, I'm so on board.
That's okay.
We're talking about robot horses, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to see them, text in the word horse to 909-1065. People texting in who have already seen it, they're like, Kevin, you're exactly right. It's a Megazoid.
Right.
Okay, from Power Rangers.
Do other people feel that it is terrifying?
I mean,
I think people are more likely to love it. Look, oh my goodness. I love that.
Now, I am reading it's not going to be available until 2050.
Well.
That's disappointing.
Okay.
I'm going to be in crutches by then.
Yeah, I'm going to be 70 years old. And
you think that
this is not a 70-year-old's thing to do.
Why? Don't you want to go explore the mountaintop?
I'm watching it leap over ravines while you're holding on to it.
Yeah,
I can't do that. Right. Wow.
Yeah, I have a bad back now.
Right. Oh, okay.
I'm going to do it.
So no?
No.
Okay. Well,
unless it'll help us traverse the hellscape that awaits us in 2050, where the planet is too hot and we have no food, but we do have robot horses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.